for our monthly art and culture segment, curated by, of course, Hadley Dynack of the Park City Summit County Arts Council. We're joined by Hadley as well as Max Ventura. Max is the Latino coordinator for the Christian Center of Park City. He's also the lead producer and visionary for the Latino Arts Festival. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday on Library Field at the Park City Library on Park Avenue from 3 to 8 p.m. I think on Sunday it's 3 to 7, or is it 3 to 8 as well?
3 to 7.
Okay, great. The festival is an example of how arts and culture can not only build bridges between diverse cultures, but help break down barriers and stereotypes to provide opportunities for connection. Max and Hadley, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thanks. Good morning.
Thanks for hosting, Arlene.
Nice to have you. So that's what I just love most about this festival coming up this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, is that it's an opportunity for us to experience our rich Latino culture. And, you know, we have 20-25% of our population here in Park City are Latino. And it's not often that we get to see what our Latino culture does. And thank you, Max, for bringing that to us.
Thanks to you. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah. So what are we going to see in terms of that art and culture?
Fine arts and craft, live music, folklore dance, and with the collaboration of Sundance Institute, a film about Dolores Huerta. It'll be a fun, fun event, especially because we're adding kids' activity this year in conjunction with Kimball Arts Center.
So let's start with the film, and I always think it's interesting that we all know who Cesar Chavez was. Many of us do not know who Dolores Huerta was, or is, rather. Tell us.
Yes, absolutely. Dolores Huerta fought for civil rights in general, but mostly for immigrants who work on the fields at that time. And I think most of us know already about that story. And Sundance believed, and I do, that it is worth to show this screening again to the community.
And so the film's just called Dolores.
Dolores.
And she was an amazing woman, or she is. She did so much of her work with her children in tow. She has so many children.
11 total.
And that was wonderful, seeing what she accomplished with her kids and being a working mom. It's really an inspiration. So that's the film, and that will be shown at what time?
7:30 at the Sandy Auditorium, right at the end of the outdoor activities.
Okay.
Max and Hadley, I'm... Why now? And by why now, what I really mean is, why not before? I moved here in 92, and we had a significant Latino population in the community. Max, I don't think you were here then, and the Christian Center was a much different entity in those days. So the Christian Center has grown. Our community has grown. We've all evolved. This Latino festival started 3 years ago and has grown from tiny to now we're using the library field, and it's over 2 days. And so the why now is, why did we perceive things differently 25 years ago from how we perceive them today, which has allowed for this different kind of event and dialogue to be happening in the community?
I think, as you mentioned, we evolved, and I think just come together at the right time. And I think that that's a combination of different factors that actually made this event possible at this time.
So what would you say are the key factors that have come together to allow for that?
Don't drag me to that to that area, because I try to avoid complex things a topic. The growth of the Latino community, and I think that the growth of our population, the vision of our community, the vision of Park City as a whole, the vision of the entire, I think we're living a momentum where arts and culture and social equity and people want to show the best of their souls of what we are as a human being. It's a combination of different factors, not only for the Latino community, it's United States as a whole. coming together, coming along to elevate or to bring out the best of what we are as human beings.
Well, and it's a topic we've talked about with art and culture with Hadley through the months, and even, you know, I don't know how long we've been doing this segment now, but it's been a while. So we've got a little bit of history, a common theme, Hadley, but we're looking at it through a different lens today with the Latino Festival and with Max being the Latino coordinator at the Christian Center and the discussion about social equity that we're having as a community. So, again, well, Hadley, if you could sort of address it from your perspective of what art and culture do to strip away some of those superficial aspects and get us down to the essential nature of what connects all of us.
Sure. I mean, I think the conversation around social equity is happening in many places around the world, and I'm proud of our community for really tackling it head on and to City Council for making it a critical priority. You know, I think that a lot of people don't really understand maybe what that term means, and so we should unpack it a little bit and be clear about what we're talking about. I think in the literature, and when you're talking to people in the field, you know, they're talking about equity is giving people a voice and an opportunity to be at the table. It's particularly important for people who are not traditionally at the table to be able to come and share their talents, their ideas, their opinions, their perspectives. And that's what's so amazing, I think, about this festival and the fact that the Christian Center in particular is leading the festival, because they're tapped in, you know, to a lot of people that have needs in our community. And the Latino population is one of those groups. Social equity, you know, we can look at it in the lens of race, and I think that's how we are talking about it to some extent in our community. We can also look at it through the lens of gender. That's the Me Too movement and, you know, a whole bunch of conversation happening around gender equity. We can look at it around age. We can look at it around ability. We can look at it around occupation. So I think it's this entire perspective of what does it mean to get people who have different perspectives involved in a conversation where they're not consistently engaged right now. I will also say that in the arts community, it's interesting because I just recently completed the local arts agency survey that the Americans for the Arts sent out, and over half their questions were around diversity and inclusion and how local arts agencies and the arts community are really helping further those conversations in various parts of the country. So I think, Tim, to your question, why now? It's because it's part of the national conversation, and it's really amazing and important that it's happening here. This festival is the only Latino arts festival in the state of Utah. We have a significant Latino population. We have other kind of multicultural festivals, but the fact that the Christian Center has seen an opportunity and a need to fulfill this gap and to bring it as a celebration. We don't need to always talk about serving people. We can talk about celebrating what they're bringing to our community, and that's what this event is all about.
Yeah, that's exactly the piece that I pick up on, is celebrating what they bring to this community. And I'm wondering, Max, if you have felt as a Hispanic, as a member of the Latino community here in the area, that there is a feeling of, you know, when you feel like you are accepted and welcomed and this process of sort of integrating cultures and a growing appreciation of art and culture of the diverse community, when that's starting to happen, do you feel as though the community is being embraced and that is part of what allows this to happen now, is because we want to see the art and the culture, the music from our part of our diverse community. And that's why, and it's that feeling that, yes, we are embraced. We are integrated. We are accepted. And it emboldens you to a certain degree to bring out your art and culture. What's your thought on that?
Yes, exactly. When I arrived the first time in the U.S. 15 years ago, I was fascinated by the American culture and the diversity also in the United States. And I thought to myself, wow, this is a marvel. And I am so glad I finally made it to Park City around 10 years ago, and then again fascinated because such a small community is so cosmopolitan, so open-minded. I would say if the community wouldn't embrace me as it is right now, embracing diversity, embracing our community, embracing Max also from Dominican Republic, I wouldn't have probably given the most of who I am. And that's the most related to your question. I hope I answer it right. But if you give people the opportunity to shine and to show what they are, what they can give, what they can contribute to the community, what they can share, you're probably lacking in understanding and probably dismissing a great resource. So, and that's a basically, hopefully that answers a little bit your question.
Yeah. Well, and I would like to add that, you know, we don't experience art alone. It's not a solitary thing, right? We go to dinner, we eat with other people, we listen to music with other people, we experience film with other people. So I think that one of the beautiful things about a festival like this that's focused on celebrating the traditions, heritage, color, art of our Latino community is that it breaks down this us versus them and creates this we, right? It's this is our community. This is who we are. And we get to do that together, regardless of your background, how long you've been here, and who you are.
Yeah.
Max and Hadley, you know, they say that in adoption of new technology, there's the 10% rule. Once you get 10% who are the early adopters, you then have something that's gaining traction, and you have a paradigm shift when you kind of exceed that 10%. And I'm thinking in terms of the Latino community in our in Park City, where, you know, I'm seeing more and more engagement, not from the broader majority, but from the Hispanic community. I'm thinking of Sadie Ortiz and Rebecca Gonzalez and Dahlia and Max and Enrique, and I hear these amazing stories about their childhood growing up. And I know it's time and generational, you know, and things change as we move along. But it seems to me that we're getting beyond that 10% where we are going to see the early adopters have engaged, and now it's more of a community engagement. We're broadening out to many, many more people, and they're becoming integrated, or and I don't want to use the term assimilated, but they're feeling like they're part of the community in a true and authentic way. And maybe it's just my perception because, you know, I've lived here for 25 years, so things change for me too. But I'm wondering what your take, either one of you or both of you, is on that.
You know, I think that the growth of this event is a testament to what you're talking about, to go from a very small event that was in-house at the Christian Center 3 years ago to now a two-day festival outdoors. And I think Max probably has visions for even further growth moving forward. So I think that we are seeing interest and seeing engagement across our community. I think we have to continue to focus on the political side, to look for opportunities where people can actively participate in the political process, that we are looking at ways of cultivating leadership. We have amazing leaders like all of the people that you just mentioned, and we need more. And I think that's one of the things that Project ABC, our recent cultural plan that we released, really was highlighting the need for diverse cultural programming so that we can not only understand, appreciate, and learn, but also see the people can see their own culture being represented and valued in our community. It also talks about developing diverse and inclusive talent across our creative areas and our political process.
You've probably all heard this story, but I'm going to share something that Enrique said at a recent discussion. He went as a exchange student to France, and he was referred to by the French, and this is kind of cultural perspective, he was the American. And he was like, wow, that's the first time anybody's ever referred to me as the American.
Yeah, back home they referred to me as the Mexican.
Right, that's what he said. It was a great story.
That's great. So really briefly, because we're out of time, 3 to 8 on Saturday, 3 to 7 on Sunday at the Library Field, 1255 Park Avenue, right outside the library building. And then there's the film in the Jim Santee Auditorium. But Max, just quickly, you know, is there a schedule that we can find online to know when to come, or is all the dancing and music's going on all day and food?
There will be performances and activities all day long. However, if you want more details about the schedule, go online, ccofpc.org, and you'll find more information about it.
Wonderful. Max Ventura, Hadley Dynack, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
And stay with us. This is The Mountain Life. We'll be back to talk about Ayurvedic yoga when we return. Ooh.